Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. One of my favorite, and maybe one of the world's favorite, Christmas carols is the song Silent Night. Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright. Back in 1818, some 201 years ago, the song Still Night was sung for the very first time. Today, this treasured carol has been translated into more than 300 languages. In the year 1816, the same year that Indiana became the 19th U.S. state, an Austrian priest by the name of Joseph Moore wrote the lyrics to a song he titled Still Night. 2 years later, schoolteacher and church organist Franz Gruber composed the music to the same music, to the same song. And he performed it for the first time on a guitar, not organ, during a Christmas midnight mass at St. Nicholas Church in Austria. Well, the whole story about Still Night, about a silent night, sounds so good, and it translates itself so beautiful into the Christmas story. But this German version of the song became popular in the U.S. 2 decades before it was translated into English. German speakers were immigrating to America at this point in history by the millions. It was performed for the very first time in America in Central Park, Manhattan, at the Alexander Hamilton Monument by the Rainier family, another group of singing sisters, in 1839. It was ultimately translated into English by John Freeman Young in 1863, the English lyrics to Silent Night. All is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. My favorite part is when we get toward the end of the song, Silent Night, Holy Night, Son of God, love's pure light. Radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. I love that particular phrase, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. I believe it is a perfect picture of why the Lord Jesus was sent here by God the Father, that he would be Lord over all, even as he came as a child. You see, in the beginning, God created, and that God created was the God that we know as the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And Jesus, having been there from the beginning and will be there at the end, our Alpha and Omega, was Lord at his birth, not just Lord at his resurrection. You see, when Jesus came to this earth and he was sent by God the Father, it was for this one statement that he would be Lord at our birth, our second birth. When we claim him as Lord, we get this second birth. And we, by way of that, have eternal life. The last verse says, Silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend thy light. With the angels let us sing, hallelujah to the King, Christ the Savior is born. That little baby was born on a night that truly wasn't very silent. A night that, when you were there, couldn't have felt any less holy. And yet, we sing hallelujah to our King. Christ the Savior is born. When you take the literal translation from the original German words, that last verse sounds like this. Son of God, oh, how laughs. Love out of your divine mouth. For now the hour of salvation strikes for us. Christ in thy birth. Christ in thy birth. My friend, may today be a day that you would walk in the peace and the power of a holy, silent night, that you might be able to recognize that shepherds quake at the sight, that glory stream from heaven afar, and heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born for you. So sleep in heavenly peace. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on this weekday podcast. I look forward to seeing you over on our sister podcast, The Weekday Meditation, as well. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.